Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Morena Alice.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well.
That is good. That's very good to hear. It's nice to have you back in the studio. We're not alone in the radio landscape, though. We've got a special guest. Would you like to introduce them, Alice?
Yes, I love it. In like the radio ether, we have the gorgeous Carrie Radinsky, who is talking to us today about Hysterical, a new show at the Basement opening in early July. Carrie, welcome to the show. Woo-hoo.
Thank you so much. It's so nice to hear your voice.
I'm excited to hear about this, Carrie, because I've seen a lot about it on the internet. Things where you've been sort of performing around the country already. It's not the first time you've done this particular set of poetry. Tell us a little bit about what it's all about.
Yeah, so Hysterical is a two-women poetry theater show, is what we like to call it, with myself and my longtime collaborator, Olivia Hall. And we've been on a national tour, so we've had a whole sold-out week in Wellington at Bats and gone all the way from Tauranga to Dunedin. And now we're finally coming to Auckland for a week at Basement. And the show kind of explores all the realms of what it means to be hysterical, whether that's angry or really funny or, you know, crying uncontrollably. And so, yeah, it's been an absolute blast to tour this show and to meet so many different audience members and people who are just, yeah, have been so kind and enthusiastic about it.
Carrie, I mean, I've seen you perform many times and it is truly, you are truly so captivating and it's that thing, that gorgeous thing where like the room feels like not shrinks, that sounds kind of terrible, but like it shrinks around you. And you absolutely live and thrive in this in the theatre, you know. But what would you say is a sort of a point of difference between you know, these poetry gigs that we have? You know, there's a raft of really fabulous poets working in performance poetry and this being in a theatre and being a theatre show.
Well, I think that something that's really special is that Olivia and I, one of the points of difference of this show is that we have not only crafted this show specifically with the intention under this name of Hysterical, every single piece has been purpose written for this show, but there are 10 duets in the show. So Liv and I speak in unison or in complicated script quite a lot, where we are overlapping or amplifying each other in our script. And so that's really incredible to get to play with voice and scripting. And then there is a set and there are lights and there are audio tracks that are playing as well. So there's kind of a world in which we invite you into in this space to be hysterical with us. Yeah.
I love being hysterical with a performer. I mean, what has the response been to the work, given you have been touring, as you said, from Tauranga right all the way down the South Island? Like, how have they behaved? Have they been hysterical with you?
Yeah, it's been incredible. I mean, obviously, living in Auckland, we've been in lockdown quite a lot over the last 2 years. And so I feel like I've finally been released out into the wild and getting to connect with, just multiple sold out audiences in different cities. We didn't expect to sell out places like Tauranga or Night in Dunedin or all of our Nelson shows. Like, audiences are turning out. They're hungry for connection, I think. And that's the main point of this show, is to connect. Liv and I not only connecting with each other, but to connect emotionally with the audience. So yeah, just, you know, people genuinely laughing so much or crying, or I had to run into the audience in Wellington with a box of tissues for these high school Shakespeare kids who were crying so much in a good way, in like a cathartic way. And so, yeah, it's just been incredible to, we often stand after the show for about an hour to speak to people, to sell books and to, give people hugs and just connect and kind of unpack what people have just witnessed. So it's been really, really incredible.
Yeah. Given the current political climate of what's happening at the moment in the world, but specifically what's been happening from the States, like, how is, tell me about what it is like to do a show like this when that is the backdrop, and also what is happening here in Aotearoa.
Yeah, thank you for that, because it's actually an important part of the show in which we've been talking about the possibility of Roe v. Wade getting overturned. Mm. And we have a whole piece called Body is Dangerous, which we wrote before this was a possibility. Well, not before it was a possibility, but before it happened. Mm. And it was just published on the spinoff if people want to give it a read. But yeah, just kind of unpacking this idea of what is body autonomy and what is it to, specifically as people who have uteruses, to feel as if you're constantly under attack. Mm. And so that's been really special to have the support of Liv and I together unpacking yeah. that on stage. Mm. And I think that's a special part of the show, is that we get to have conversations between poems. We get to unpack some things, as well as have those special moments of performing on stage. So mm. yeah, I think it's also brimming to the surface at the moment, right? And yeah. so this yes. show has felt very cathartic, both for us and our audiences, in being able to say, hey, these are the things I'm really angry about, and these are the things that I'm really joyful about, and these are the things that I'm really living through. And just naming those things can be really helpful.
Mm, definitely. Now, I mean, this is you've been talking a lot about how the audience is expressive and embodying some of the responses. What is it like to be in an audience as a poet for a theatre show that has poetry in it? Like, are we supposed to sit there quietly and sort of go and kind of click, or what's the behavioural tone of being an audience member for you?
Oh, I feel like, you know, every audience is so different, and that's why I love live art, is that yeah. the audience is part of the makeup, especially for performance poetry. And so we encourage the audience to, you know, laugh and to cry and to click and to, you know, have whatever, you know, reaction that they are going to have. And sometimes, you know, people call out or, you know, encourage us verbally. It's been awesome to see audiences you might think of as being quiet or shy.
Yep.
Just kind of break open like an egg and kind of sizzle on the, you know, on the stovetop kind of idea. So
she's a poet.
She's a poet. Yeah. We're talking to a poet.
Yeah, I know. So yeah, it's just that, you know, I love that buzz. I love when there's like a vibration happening in the audience.
Yeah,
and that's what we want. We want people to not sit there quietly. We want them to connect, and that's the best part.
Yeah. It feels like the right time to be going to a show like this. I mean, there's always the right time.
Yes.
It's always the right time to go to a show like this. But I think, you know, what you were saying before, Carrie, is important about you've got to be able to have a space to be with other people to experience the rage and the frustration and mm-hmm. the anxiety and the fear that comes with big political changes like this, but also to celebrate the joy and the solidarity that comes with being mm-hmm. in an audience or kind of being gathered around an idea in a kind of performance space. So I think it's there's never been a better time to kind of be involved in this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I completely agree.
Yeah, and I think that's right. When you're an audience member, you can be a witness to these things, even if you don't know even how to embody them yourself. So yeah. Look, Carrie, I'm really looking forward to this one. Obviously, big fan of your work.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and the legacy of the work that you are setting up. And it's great to hear that it's touring as well. So we're getting it here in Tamaki Makaurau. It's going to be playing at the Basement Theatre. And you are in the large space, the theatre space, which is a space downstairs. Opening date, Carrie, is the...
July 5th.
July 5th. And you're running for five shows, is that right?
Yeah.
5th to the 9th.
Yep.
It's an 8 p.m. show, which is perfect, because that means you can get dinner beforehand.
Yes.
You get your tickets online. And will you guys have books and merch available as well?
Yes. We have merch, yeah. We love selling merch.
Yeah, we love some merch. Oh, perfect.
Excellent. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you, Alice.
Thank you both.
Thank you, thank you.
We'll see you at Basement Theatre for Hysterical. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.